Today is Friday, September 17th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage, and this episode is brought to you by American Eagle. This season is all about moments worth remembering and outfits that are too good to forget. Get excited to get dressed again with the new collection from American Eagle. Visit ae.com or your nearest store to shop the softest ever tees, 90s inspired fits, and must-have jeans that look as good as they feel. Tomorrow, Saturday, September 18th, is potentially supposed to be a big reunion day for the insurrectionists of January 6th, as they're planning their big Justice for J6 rally for tomorrow. The Capitol has significantly ramped up their security in preparation, and a number of right-wing figures have begun suggesting that the rally could be a government trap to capture Trump supporters. You know, if this is what keeps them away, I'm cool with it. While we're still clearly all stuck on the 2020 election, here's an unfortunate and uncomfortable story out of Pennsylvania. On Wednesday, Pennsylvania Senate Republicans authorized a series of subpoenas for personal information on Pennsylvania voters as part of an effort to review the results of the 2020 election. The information being subpoenaed about voters includes partial Social Security numbers, driver's license information, whether they voted by mail or in person, and any changes in voter registration. And no matter how confident we can be that they're not going to find 80,000 missing votes for Donald Trump, the fact that this is even able to happen is frankly quite frightening. Derek Chauvin is back in court, this time for allegedly violating the rights of a 14-year-old black boy in a 2017 case that involved a restraint similar to the one he used on George Floyd. Specifically, the indictment alleges that Chauvin held the teenager by the throat, hit him in the head with a flashlight, and held his knee on his neck and upper back while he was prone, handcuffed, and not resisting. And if there's two people who Chauvin allegedly did this exact same thing to, there are certainly going to be a lot more. Remember the seemingly random submarine deal with Australia that we reported yesterday? While it was obvious that China wouldn't be too happy with the announcement, we actually had quite a reaction from France, of all countries, and they were reportedly furious about what they called a unilateral and unpredictable decision, and called it a knife in the back. They even canceled a gala scheduled for Friday at its embassy in Washington to mark the 240th anniversary of a Revolutionary War battle. So they're really bringing out the big guns here. However, when you look more closely at the outrage, it's likely that this is somewhat economically motivated as well, because as a side effect of the deal, Australia withdrew from a $66 billion deal to buy French-built submarines. The Biden administration admitted that they only gave France a few hours' notice of the deal before it was announced, but they said that they had not told French leaders beforehand because it was clear that they would be unhappy with the deal. I mean, they are losing $66 billion, which is like a quarter of a Bezos. It's been a while since we talked about Roger Stone, but he's relevant today because yesterday, while he was giving a radio interview on a local St. Louis radio station, he was served with legal papers while on air. He was specifically answering a question about Trump's potential 2024 run when he said, "Hold on a second, I have a process server at my front door about to serve me in the latest lawsuit." Stone's charges allege that he and other violent extremist groups conspired to stop Congress from confirming Biden's Electoral College victory through the use of force, intimidation, and threats. Their actions also violated the Ku Klux Klan Act, which is meant to protect against political violence and intimidation. We're really having a January 6th throwback today, aren't we? And lastly, you may be wondering what's going on with Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend in Trinidad's balls. Unfortunately, we don't have specific word on those, but we do have word that the White House extended an offer to Nicki to connect her with one of the administration's doctors to address her questions about the vaccine. But to the White House's confusion, Nicki tweeted that the White House had invited her and that she was going, before a White House official then clarified that she had been merely offered a call. Nicki has been having a bit of an embarrassing week, but probably not as embarrassing as her cousin's friend. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our partner, American Eagle. My current obsession is the American Eagle True Tea. You know the tea that you wear every day until it basically disintegrates? The True Tea is that shirt reinvented, and it won't disintegrate. Right now, they're offering an exclusive offer for my listeners. Open an account by September 30th, 2021, and get a $50 bonus reward loaded to your account after you make your first purchase with your Real Rewards credit card. All you have to do is text MORNING to 37585 to see if you pre-qualify. Subject to credit approval and a Real Rewards credit card must be used as the sole payment type. You must be 18 years or older to apply. Text messaging rates may apply.
Betches.